If you want to spice up a holiday breakfast in a festive and seasonal way, get out your griddle and make gingerbread pancakes. They are not difficult to prepare, and as they cook, your kitchen will fill with the enticing aromas of ginger, cinnamon, cloves, and cardamom. To make the pancakes, those ground spices were combined with the other dry ingredients needed for them: flour, brown sugar, orange or lemon zest, salt and leaveners, baking powder, and baking soda. The wet ingredients for the pancakes included milk, eggs, and a bit of sour cream. Some molasses was also mixed in, a key ingredient added to gingerbread, whether it's a cookie, cake, or pancake, which richens its taste and deepens its color. When the wet and dry ingredients are combined and cooked, you end up with nicely puffed pancakes with an appealing hue and a warm, comforting, gingerbread flavor. You can serve the pancakes with meat, such as locally made bacon or breakfast sausages, and a seasonal fruit, such as mandarin orange segments. You could also plate and top the pancakes with maple syrup and butter or whipped cream. Gingerbread pancakes. Pancakes, flavored like you would gingerbread cookies or cakes, with ginger, other spices, and a bit of molasses. Preparation time, 15 minutes. Cooking time, about 4 to 5 minutes, per batch of pancakes. Makes, 12, 4 to 5 inch, pancakes. 2 1/4 cups all-purpose flour. 2 tablespoons brown sugar. 2 teaspoons baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 1/2 teaspoon finely grated orange zest or lemon zest. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon ground ginger. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/8 teaspoon ground cloves. 1/8 teaspoon ground cardamom, optional. 2 large eggs. 1 1/3 cups 2% or homo milk, plus more, if needed. 1/4 cup cooking molasses, see note. 2 tablespoons sour cream. Soft butter, to taste. Vegetable oil spray, optional. Maple syrup or whipped cream, optional, to taste. Mandarin orange segments, to taste, for garnish, optional. Place flour, sugar, baking powder, baking soda, zest, salt, ginger, cinnamon, cloves, and cardamom, if using, in a bowl and whisk well to combine. Place eggs in a second bowl and beat until yolks and whites are well blended. Beat in sour cream, and mix in the 1 1/3 cups milk and molasses. Combine dry and wet ingredients, mixing lightly until a smooth batter forms. Let batter rest 5 minutes. Give the batter a stir, and mix in 1 or 2 tablespoon more milk, if you find it too thick. Preheat a non-stick, electric griddle to 350°F, or set a large non-stick skillet or cast iron griddle over medium heat. When hot, lightly butter or oil spray the cooking surface. Cook the pancakes, in batches, by pouring on the batter in 4 to 5 inch rounds, leaving a 2 inch space between each pancake. Flip the pancakes when a few bubbles appear on the surface. Cook for 2 minutes more, or until the center of the pancake springs back when gently touched. Serve the pancakes with maple syrup and butter, or whipped cream, and mandarin orange segments, if using. Note: cooking molasses is sold in the baking supply aisle of grocery stores. For sweeter pancakes, you could replace it with fancy molasses. Don't use blackstrap molasses here. It has a more bitter taste and would not work well in these pancakes. Eric's options. If you want to serve the pancakes all at once, keep the first ones you cook warm, on a baking sheet, in 200°F oven until all are cooked. Eakis at timescolonist.com. Eric Aukies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.